Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today I'm going to give you my two rules of investing. Now, this episode is inspired by a group chat that I have. I have a little chat with, you know, friends and fellow investors, not too many of us, and we just kind of like, you know, kind of divide the work. You know, everybody's, you know, looking at their own coins, and they say, hey, you know what? This coin is Happy Coin. Let's look at Happy Coin a little closer. And then we say, oh, okay. We all divert our attention over there. And we say, yeah, we should buy, we should not buy. And some people do, some people don't. And it's just a little chat. And I think we all have these little communities and chats to help us sift through the massive amounts of information when it comes to all the coins and ICOs and news that's coming out for all these different brands and companies. But there's this one guy in my group chat that is Mr. Trade. He is Mr. Advocate for Trade. This is how you make money. This is how you get rich. This is how you do blah, blah, blah. And he is Mr. Sell High and Buy Low, sell high and buy low. And he's always trying to encourage people to sell when it reaches a certain price and buy when it takes the dip. And a lot of people trade. But for me, it's not my philosophy. And I think for some people, if they're not, you know, trained or in that mindset to play that game, which, you know, serious investors from Wall Street to, you know, very wealthy people say just don't trade. But if some people do trade and they're very good at it, but I'm not a trader. So I'm going to give you my two rules of investing. Oh, and with these two rules, there's a lot of philosophies or subsections to these rules. I have two main rules. Rule number one is don't invest more money than you're willing to lose. Everybody says it, but what does that mean? Does that mean, can you lose $100? Yes, I can lose $100. Fine. I put it in there and I obsess about it. I'm always checking the price of my coin. I wake up to use the bathroom at 4 a.m. and I'm on my phone to check the price of the coin. I have problems sleeping because I always want to see what's going on. This is not investing what you're willing to lose. This is investing either your ego, your self-worth, or money that you're not willing to lose. Now, I'm not saying that as a diss on anybody, you know, because I don't have this rule and these philosophies under it because that was not me. I have these philosophies because I knew that it wasn't a healthy lifestyle and I didn't know what it meant to not invest the money I'm willing to lose. And the money that you're willing to lose is the money that you can forget about. It's not even playing a mind trick on yourself. It's really, you don't care. I don't care about that $100 I put into X ICO or X altcoin. I don't care if it drops 80%. I don't care. I mean, I want it to go to, you know, up 500% or 5,000%, but I don't really care if it drops, because this is my gamble. So I'm going to check my coins in the morning when I wake up and drink my coffee. And maybe in the afternoon, and I'm not going to look at it. And maybe I'll go a day or two without looking at it or reading the news because I don't care. But what is happening is people say, yeah, I can lose $100, but I really don't want to. I really want to make. And it's not because of the money that they're going to make from $100. You're not going to turn into a millionaire from $100, unless this is 2009. And you're just buying Bitcoin. But actually, I don't even know if you'd be a millionaire. You probably would be, man. This is crazy. But what it is people have a battle with themselves. I can lose $100, but I don't want to because that affects that I've lost or I have failed. Or I don't want to not win at this. I wanted to, you know, so, and then they have this, you know, battle where, oh no, it went down 30%. And now they feel bad or they have to keep checking it because they don't want to lose. And it's not about the money. So rule number one is a more holistic rule of not just the money, but really put yourself in the mentality where you don't have that money anymore. You don't care about that money. It doesn't do anything to yourself, a sense of self. It doesn't do anything for your ego to win or lose. And if you lose $100, I've learned something. And if I get $100 out of it, cool. I've learned something too, but it doesn't affect who I am by investing that money. And that's kind of like a weird thing to say, I think, but I think a lot of people take it very personally if they lose 40% and they say, well, I failed. And then they hear from their group chat or their friends that say, you made a wrong call. Well, yeah, people lose in this game. And it has nothing to do with my intelligence. It has nothing to do with the choice that I made. It was that this is the call I made. I had the information at the time, and I lost at it. And people do. But you have to be okay with that. And then that brings you to rule number two. Rule number two. Only sell your coins when you're happy with the profit or you have accepted the loss. Anything else is playing against the odds. So what does that mean? Say you bought a coin for a dollar and you have X amount of faith that it's going to go to a certain point. If you don't have a goal, then where you don't know where you're going with this coin. You know it's going to go up. That's your goal. It's up. Moon. Raris are Mars. But that's not a goal. What is your goal? Is your goal your dollar coin $1? I'm sorry, $1.10? Or is it $2? Is it $3? Is it $20? Take your goal and put it in. What I like to do is I like to put a percentage of of probability to it. So for example, I would buy that coin for a dollar. And I would say that I'm going to stay in this coin until $2. Now, will I adjust that end mark along the way? No, okay, it's at $1.50 and I'm waiting. But you know what? The CEO comes out and he's very active and he's traveling around and, you know, trying to promote this coin. And the development team is making, you know, modifications and making more and more, making it more and more just cool or whatever they're adding to it. More useful. Cool. Really technical. Good job, Matt. And then you can adjust and say, okay, well, it might go to $3 and I'm going to hold on to it a little longer. But you still need to have your end goal. And what I like to do is I like to put a percentage on that end goal. Say, okay, my $1 is going to turn into $2. I give that an 80% chance that it's going to go to $2. And now, where does this number come from? It's arbitrary. It doesn't matter. Really, it doesn't matter. Give it 80%. And now, maybe you don't feel good about giving an arbitrary number. Well, then just go a yes or no question. Will it go to $2? Yes or no. And then you have a 50% chance of it going to $2. This is what you believe. 50% that it's going to go to $2. Adjust this along the way. That's fine. Anything else besides your original 50% or your 80% or whatever probability you put to that is now going to dilute your statistics. It's going to dilute your probability of getting to your goals. So let's just say it goes up to 180. And now you're thinking, hey, you know what? It's almost at 2, but I think it's going to dip and I can sell it now and buy in the dip. Well, what if it doesn't dip? So now you have 50%. Now you're going to say, I sell it now. It will go up. Yes. It will go up. No. There's another 50%. So now you take 50% times 50%. What is 50% times 50%? Well, now it's 25%. So just because you decided to make another choice and complicate your trading procedure, now your odds or the percentage of you achieving your goals has now dropped by half. And you can keep building on these statistics over and over and over again by these different choices that you're going to make along this road of achieving your original goal. So just say you have yes or no, it's going to hit $2. Yes or no, I'm going to sell it at 180 and it's going to go up or down. Then it goes down. Yes or no, it's going to go up at 130, or it's going to keep going down and I buy again. So you keep creating a smaller and smaller and smaller percentage of you winning by trading and doing other actions besides your original plan. So how does that affect rule number two? Rule number two is very simple. Sell when you're happy with your profits or you have accepted your losses. So say it goes to 180. Sell it. If you feel that you're happy with your $1 turning into $1.80, sell it. Then reevaluate the two rules. Fine. What happens if it goes up to 2? Who cares? You're satisfied with your profits. What if it goes to the moon and it goes up to 20? I went to sleep. I woke up at 20. It doesn't matter. I was happy with my profits. Now you reevaluate your rules. My profits and my money, number one, am I willing to lose that money? And then once you invest, number two, Am I happy with my profits? Or have I accepted my losses? Anything besides those two rules are complicating the procedure of investing. And if you're complicating the procedure of investing, you are now making the probability higher that you are going to fail. And if the probability is higher that you're going to fail, more than likely you will fail. So those are my two rules. They're not complex. There's a lot of, you know, maybe philosophy or, you know, bumps and bruises from my own personal experience in there. But, you know, based off my little chat that I have, it's very difficult to not feel bad when you're missing out. You see that you have lost the opportunity to double your money, or you see something going up, or you see something going down. But you always, every time in investing, every time, you can always see a higher price, and you always can see a lower price. Hindsight in this game is your worst enemy. You can always look back and see, I should have did something differently. Now, of course, you can learn from that. Of course, look back and say, I could have did this, I could have done that. But don't hold it. Don't hold it dear to you. Just learn from it and reinvest. And if that $1 goes to 20, reevaluate it. And if you stick with those two rules, or if anybody wants to add more rules to that, if you stick with those two rules, then you're going to make it easy on yourself. Anyway, this is just food for thought. This is my own personal philosophy I wanted to share. And, you know, I guess everybody has to have a disclaimer. I'm not a professional or, you know, whatever. I'm just a guy with a podcast. But, you know, I have made my losses. And when I first got into it, I thought that I was smarter than the market and I was trading. And, you know, my friend on this chat, he said, you should have sold at that X price and you should have bought it at when it got lower. You know what? Hindsight, I should have. I should have sold ETH when it went up to 400. I didn't. I held it. But hindsight, you always can make a better choice. And remember, if you sell and you get out with less profit than you can always reevaluate that same coin. And you always can look for different opportunities. There's coins everywhere. There's coins coming out every day. New ICOs and coins that just went ICO and hit the markets and hit the exchanges, dropped down to an amazingly low price, and you can pick up, you know, 10,000 coins for nothing and then watch that thing moon. So don't feel bad. Don't feel bad that you missed out one opportunity. Don't feel bad that you didn't get as much profit as you can, because there's always other opportunities, at least right now in this point in time. Before I do my normal spiel at the end, I want to give a shout out to @CoinCryptology. This person like blew my mind, sent me a private message to my Twitter and said, hey, I love your podcast, but your logo sucks. And I was like, word? You know it does. I don't know anything about Photoshop. But, I should learn. I should. And they offered to update my logo for me and my banners on Facebook and Twitter. So all the artwork now is done by @CoinCryptology. And big shout out. That was super appreciated. And I got to give them a shout out. Their links for the websites are in my description. And I just want to say that was some unexpected love brought from Twitter. Thank you very much. And for everybody else, you can find me at Twitter, crypto_101, Facebook, crypto101, SoundCloud, crypto101, Tumblr, crypto101. Sorry, there's a couple guys adding on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Thank you for adding Facebook. I'm not doing anything on my Facebook. It's there. I hope there's a community to keep building. And then once, you know, it gets big enough, Facebook will start getting populated with not just episodes, but, you know, educational stuff. And we have build a community there. But, you know, we're just starting out. And I do appreciate people adding at this point. And this week's music is by Dennis Lloyd. The song's called Think About It. It's from Cloud Kid YouTube channel. Check it out. Thank you very much.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.